Just in Time Devotionals, Luke 16:19-31, Eternity. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in great splendor, in purple and linen of the highest quality. And lived surrounded by luxuries. Lying at the door of his house was a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sore. As Lazarus lay there, wanting to eat the scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs came and licked his open sores. Eventually, the poor man died and was taken by the angels to sit next to Abraham at the heavenly banquet. The rich man also died and was buried, and went to the place of the dead. There in the midst of torment, he saw Abraham in the distance with Lazarus next to him. The rich man cried out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy. Send me Lazarus to dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames.' Abraham said to him, 'Son, remember that you had everything you wanted during your life, and Lazarus had nothing. Now he is here receiving comfort, and you are in anguish. Besides, there is a great chasm that separates us. None of us can cross over, and none of you can cross over here.' Then the rich man said, 'Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's house. I have 5 brothers, and I want to warn them not to end up in this place of torment.' Abraham said, 'Moses and the prophets already warned your brothers, and you can read what they wrote.' The rich man answered, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, they will repent of their sins and return to God.' But Abraham said to him, 'If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, no matter how many will rise from the dead.'" What an interesting story of Jesus to all the audience that was listening. And I think there are words that do not pass through time, that have not expired, but even today, paying attention to them can save our lives and can illuminate the way, what God really wants for us, and to make us stop and realize how we are living life, what we carry in our minds, how we are taking things, and where we're going. The crowd that surrounded Jesus was from different places. However, there were some who always surrounded Jesus in order to look for any fault in him and to accuse him. These were the Pharisees. If we read from the first verses of this whole chapter 16, Jesus is always showing them the Father's intention to reveal to us what the right way is and to recognize what our mistakes are so that we can be forgiven and changed. However, the reality of the Pharisees and many who were there was that they were hard-hearted. They mocked the teachings of Jesus because the only thing in their heart was to excel. They love riches more than God, and hypocrisy was the daily bread of their lives. That's why many times Jesus called them white sepulchres. And before going into this parable, this story that Jesus himself told about a man named Lazarus, and another whose name does not appear, but he was the rich man in the story, I wanted to allude to the love of money. The love of those things that are fleeting, that do not edify. That although God tells us that they are bad, in the end of the fact that they occupy the first place in your heart can lead can lead you down the wrong path. Either you love God or you love riches. It is something so simple, because sometimes we say we love God, but we stop believing when there is no economic answer in our favor. When the situation gets complicated, we stop believing without, because we think that God is not going to solve it. Every time Jesus spoke to them about the love of money, they only laughed to cover that great truth that was tormenting them. Because it was what they were living. They said they love God, but they did everything to get riches and to close this chapter with them. Jesus speak to them about this story. A rich man, among other things, I want to make a clarification. God is not against riches. God is not against you wanting to improve your quality of life. The problem is when money becomes the primary thing in your life, taking God as a second place. When you stop trusting in the Lord and focus on all your confidence in money, remember that the root of all evil is the love of money. Some say that money has changed him. I believe that money does not change him. Money only brings to light what was always in the heart. So there was a rich man, Jesus mentions, who feasted a lot and had splendid clothes, while there was another very poor man named Lazarus, with many sores on his body, sick, and who every day stood at the door of this gray mansion, hoping to eat some of the crumbs and leftover of his rich man. Someone will say, I prefer to be poor, because Jesus is implying that it is important to be poor and that only the poor go to heaven. Now, let's not be so literal, nor let's take a text out of its context. Jesus is showing two different positions of the human being. The one who has everything and think that because he has everything, he does not need anything. And the one who has everything, he does not need anything. Let's not be so literal. Now, Jesus is showing two different positions in the human being. And then the one who has nothing, but by opening his heart to God, he knows that he was everything. So the two had something in common, and that was that they were alive. Differences: the one enjoyed many things, the other lacked everything that he enjoyed. The rich man never knew how to take advantage of that boy, who every day was placed at his doorstep. Pride, the feeling of having much, led him to forget his neighbor to such an extent that perhaps he left many crumbs and threw them away instead of sharing them with others. This is what happened, and this made me think a lot, because this is what happened when perhaps life changes us and changes for the better, and we forget about God. We think that we already received healing, or it rate me in a good job, or economic power has improved, then thank you, Lord, I still live in you. But I no longer pray as before. I don't care if I go to church service or not, if he preach or not. In short, the answer come, and glory to God for that. Now, we even feel lazy to pray, or laziness to pray. And that is what usually happens in many cases. When God's answer comes, but let's say that it's necessary for what is in our heart to come to the surface. This man, what was in his heart was love for money, to the point that he had forgotten that the goods he had were to do good or to help others. The other was not saved because he was poor. We do not get to that point, because there may be people who have a lot of money and have a heart after God's heart, And there might be many people who do not have much money but are very arrogant, proud, and do not want to know anything about God. So we cannot weigh this story by that point, but rather by the position of that boy who had nothing but had faith and knew that the problem was not that life was about, and was summarized in what he was living in the instant, but in what will come after. And that point, I want to get my dear friend, God put eternity within us. There is an eternity. Maybe you are enjoying many things now, or you are not enjoying any. Life will change. The world takes many turns, but the result of all where we will end up in life is what going to make the difference. And that's what Jesus wanted to deal with. This man thought he had everything in life, but at the same time he had nothing, because he didn't know how to wait for the most important thing, nor did he open his heart to God. That's why when it was his turn to die, it's going to sound loud, but Jesus himself talked about it. He went to hell, to a place of torment, day and night. When Lazarus, that poor sick man, whose last day were not the best that one could choose, when he died, he spent his eternity in a place of rest. And rest, the rich man in quotation marks, to be in this place of torment, place his gaze to where was that man named Lazarus. In that place of rest, after that, in life, did not want to enjoy anything with him, now back to dip his finger in water and place it in his lips. You see, the situation is that it was already too late. Too late. That's why in one of the answers that this man received is that eternal damnation. It is in Luke chapter 16, verse 25. Son, remember that you had everything you wanted during your life, and Lazarus had nothing. Now he is here receiving comfort and you are in hell. Maybe today is the time to make a stop and think that it's not about everything we get now. If we forget what is really important, the eternity for which we have been programmed. And the million-dollar question instead is an eternity where we are going to spend it. In a place of torment or close to God or with God. Maybe you can close your ears and say it's just an invention, but they were words that Jesus spoke and they were written there. The sum of his word is truth, and even if you try to deny it, it is still absolute and complete truth. You can plug your ears and think that hell is here on earth and that everything is going to end, but no. Jesus himself said it. What are you doing with your life while you have life? Because once there is a separation from this life on earth, there is an eternal life. And the course we chart will, we are here on this earth, will determine the end of where we are going to live eternity. It's your choice whether you keep living the way you want, thinking you are in control of all things, enjoy what you can, or open your heart that the riches and good things you receive in this world do not separate you from what is really important, and that the shortage, if you are going through today, does not weaken your faith or make you lose your eyes on the true goal, eternity in God. Father, I pray for each person who is receiving this word now. Lord, let it be engraved in our minds and hearts. Maybe now we are going through different situations, but today we trust, Lord, that apart from you, nothing we can do. And that what is worth it after all this, is the fine amen. Today I speak to you, your pastor and friend, Elias Oyo. Remember, God always comes just in time. blessings.